Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Indeed, my family, this morning we want to thank the Lord for an awesome time of worship in the presence of the Lord. It is 8 minutes after six. That is your time. We continue in the place of worship. Akuvumi bazalwane, you know, and ingenena sezwini. So we're just going to get into a time of repentance because I believe with all my heart that there is something, there is a shift, and there is a cleansing that the Lord is calling us to this morning. And so in obedience to the direction of the Lord, we are going to repent. I want to just remind all of us this morning that in this coming week we will be running with the Visiothon here at Radio Pulpit. The Visiothon is an opportunity. It's a time where we call on everyone to partner with Radio Pulpit, and our theme, bazalwane, is pray for our children. And so as we repent this morning, I want us to also focus our repentance on repenting, you know, for each and every sin that we have committed against our children. Remembering that when we sin against our children, we are not just sinning against what we see, but we are sinning against the future generations. This is the problem. You know, it's one thing for the Lord, for us to sin amongst ourselves in our generation and then to go and repent, etc. But it's another to then take our hand and dip it into our own future, stealing from our future. So Father, we just want to come before you this morning to bring repentance, mighty God, on behalf of your people. We want to bring repentance, mighty God, on behalf of every plan that has been enacted, mighty God, to stand against your perfect plan and your perfect will for our lives. This morning we want to ask you, that you would hear the prayers of our heart and that you would hear the supplications of our heart, mighty Father, of our mouth this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, we are standing before you, as this generation, Lord, humbly asking that you would forgive us. Forgive us, mighty God, for the sins that we know against our children. Forgive us for the sins that we are planning right now. Maybe we know that we are planning sin. Maybe we don't know that we are planning sin. Forgive us, mighty God, for so much greed that we want to use our children in many spaces, in many situations. We use them, Lord God Almighty, to bargain for the love of our husbands. We use them to bargain for the love of our families. We use our children, mighty God, as a commodity to trade in order to make wealth. We use our children to stand in order to win wars that have got nothing to do with them. There's so much evil that we do, Lord. Instead of being good stewards, we want to when we have failed, mighty Father, because of our wickedness, we take our children and we place them in the firing line. And when things begin to happen to our children, we stand in awe as if as yasma once again, Tony. And yet it is the doing of our own hands that causes the enemy to want to release his hand over our children. This morning, siyala ba wo vala masango, siyala tik ona mandla onke, siyala ngabantwana bethu. It will not happen that the enemy will use us to dip a hand against the future of our children. It will not happen, mighty Father. We are standing today in repentance, sikucela Thixo wethu, bringing up supplications to ask you, do not allow for us, mighty God, to dip our hands into the future of our children, to destroy that which is still to come, to destroy the seed whilst it is still in the barn. This morning we are asking you, build the hedge of protection around our children, around future generations of who you have called us to be. Build a hedge of protection around the church and the gifts and the children of the church this morning. We are raising this prayer, mighty God, knowing that you answer our prayers. And we thank you, Tikoweto, for seeing the plan of the enemy and for rebuking him, mighty God, even before he begins this work that he wants to do against our children. For the things that we have already done, Father, we are repenting, Sikolele, this morning in Jesus' mighty name. We are praying, King of Glory, believing that you are God and that you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. We honor and we exalt you this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Bazalwane, it is 12 minutes after 6. I'm coming back to play your voice notes and prayer. If you've got any prayer requests, if you've got any Anything that you'd like to share from the Lord this morning, we are alive. We'll take your voice notes because in the next 3-4 minutes, we'll be crossing over to our teaching on fatherhood. It's important, Bazalwane. You know, I was reflecting on the notes that Utata gave us for the past 2 weeks on fatherhood. And I realized, no, man, this is very important. It is important that we have a time that is set apart to teach and to remind fathers of their responsibility that they have, not over just their children, but over nations, over territories. Because if you can master your family, it means you have a right to go and sit at the city gates and to begin to deal with issues of trade and the economy and every other matter with excellence, because you have mastered your family. So this morning, Barcelona, we are going to make time for that teaching on fatherhood. And may the Lord bless us as we open up our hearts and our ears to hear what he has to say. If you've got anything that the Lord is saying to you this morning that he would like us to hear, and you know that the Lord is speaking to the body of Christ, please do drop us your voice note. We are on 082-657-2729. We'll take a quick break, and Mpumi Mtsweni will take us to that conversation with Utata Osandileswane this morning. 14 minutes after 6 is your time.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho kuWhatsApp ku 082-657-2729.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wabo bonke abadinga ukukhuthazwa. Silalele ku-app yethu noma kuradiopulpit.co.za.
012-334-1322 this morning. It looks like we had a call coming through, my family. And if that is not your, the call, rather, we are still on 082-657-2729.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
The word for you today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the word for you today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Getsamana taking us to our conversation, my family. But before that, it looks like we've got a call coming through Radio Pulpit. Good morning.
Good morning, Sayanda.
Good morning, Dadam Ekseni Ninjani.
It's a pillar, and it's a scripture.
Amen.
It has been in my heart through the whole week.
Amen, Dad.
And it's Colossians 2, from verse 6 to 9.
Colossians chapter 2, Dada?
From verse 6 to 9.
Okay. Utata, uza ifunda is scripture, kanye ndisifunde?
Yeah, almost from the just I am there.
Thank you.
Okay, literally, okay, now I can also quote it. Well, the thing is super cool.
Amen. Amen.
I'm going to be Kulumang Alice the scripture. And it's as ye therefore have, as a Nisney, a Lego Christian, so walk ye in him. And there's a Kuber lovely rooted. And
yes, that it's fine.
So it's rooted and built up in him, establishing the faith as you've been taught, abounding therein and with thanksgiving. Basically, you need to be careful, beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophies and vain deceit after the traditions of man. And after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So now, even as what you were saying just now, somebody obaba zobefundisa about the fatherhood.
Amen. Dad.
I discovered that, you know what happened yesterday.
Yes.
It happened that unkulunkulu ukhulume ngeyindlela kimi. I went to the shop ukuthi umama ethi it was a very funny thing, efuna pumpkin. And all of a sudden when I come there at the square, there's no this type of a pumpkin she's looking for, le brown ayiko la. I had to drive all the way going to Malberton, where I got it. But in the meantime, God brought me to a lady who was very disappointed in Jesus Christ. The queue was very long, and we had to go and pay. And then I just started the topic as my usual jest. So Jesus is coming back. We are in the queue, we are on the line to go and pay. And then she said, don't tell me about Jesus Christ, Mother. I've been disappointed. But I mentioned his name in my prayers. But what happened, she's angry because of abazalwane. Abalake umntwana and all this now. It means now you are angry over the Lord. It means when you come home, you must repent. And she had me a long way. And all these things. And then I quoted Psalm 37, verse 25. Now, David, I've been young. Now I'm old.
Come on, Dad. Come on.
I've never seen the righteous and there's it begging bread. You should repent over Ageko Fanana.
Come on, Dad.
She had me a long way, and she said, no, she's going to repent. And one year, Bridget, So, and all this. Now the Lord is raising me this thing that I hear you talking over the radio. Who's teaching about fatherhood. Now when I listen to that, there's no more fatherhood these days.
Oh, Dad.
Instead, mothers are dominating the whole thing. Mothers are in control of everything, and over the children, food especially. All those things. And that is in my heart. As you have received Christ, therefore walk ye in Him. That is
Colossians.
Build rooted and build up in Him, and establishing the faith. As you've been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving, you know.
Hallelujah.
Christ, all the body, the Godhead bodily is in Christ. Now we can never put a citizen again. And I've noticed that Kutuali's uncommon long logically. We are really living in the last days. Abantwana laben kuluma ngabo bonke sebenziwe izangoma manje.
Hey, Nkosi yami, Tata. Siyala ngabantwana bethu. Hayi asivumi. In Jesus' mighty name. Siyambulela ubawo. I just want to read it. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow Him. Hey, let your roots grow down into Him and let your lives be built on Him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught and you will overflow with thankfulness. Oh, Tata. Oh, we are tetubawo nathi siyambulela kakhulu. Thank you so much, Dada, this morning.
Thank you, Sisayana.
Bless you so much. Bazalwane, siyamvuthixa uthini. I am going to take this call, but as long as we all agree, we know that now we are taking over ixesha lika Dada Swana, who's supposed to be on air as we speak to teachers. Radio Pulpit, good morning.
Good morning, Sisayana.
Good morning, Tata. Ndiyakwazi uzothi qaba. The Lord bless you so much, Tata Nkosi. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Tata.
Bonge izwi. Ubaleka siphelona namhlanje.
Amen. Amen.
Ngiphela kufanele sihlale kuye. Singasuki kuye. Sisayana, yebo, siyahlangabezana nezinkinga ezweni. Ngizwe nosisi last week akhala ngokuthi kufuneka sikhulekele ama abo mama ama single parents.
Mhm mhm mhm. Yes.
Iqiniso sisayanda kufanele sibakhulekele.
Mhm.
Ya kepha okubhlungu ukuthi abadingi umkhuleko wodwa.
Mhm.
Okubaleke kakhulu abadingayo izwi likaNkuluNkulu.
Amen dad. Amen.
Ngoba Acts 20 verse 32 which I commend you to the word of God, the word of grace that can build you up, that can bring your inheritance. Then Ephesians 2 verse 10 uthi uNkulunkulu le mpilo eliphilayo iplanwe uye. Sihamba ku plan yakhe. Second Corinthians 12 verse 7 to 10 uPaul uthi ngacela kuNkulunkulu ukuthi akakhiphe le liver elingihlabayo kepha uNkulunkulu wathi my grace is sufficient.
Come on dad, hallelujah.
Lesimo abomama bama single parent babhekane naso asikho ngaphezulu kwamandla wabo.
Eh webawo siyabulela somandla.
Banobaba.
Mm.
Abasiwa ama single parent angeke ube single parent uNkulunkulu. Angeke ube single parent wamngele uKristu. Uba single parent ngenxa ye lack of knowledge uma wamngele uKristu. Ngobe uKristu uNkulunkulu ngobaba wakho. Ene ukunike konke lokudingayo ukuthi le ingane zikhule ngendlela e right. Ene wenze ngabomu ukuthi ubaba wale ingane angabi khona. Ngoba kuneyingane sisayanda ezikhuliswe abomama babodwa zenza excellent.
Injalo dada.
Kuneyingane ezikhuliswe ubaba nomama azenzi okuright.
Ngobilizwi tata is the differentiator. Hey.
Yebo, okubalulekile yizwi asinike nabantu bethu izwi from younghood. Bakhule ngalo kuze bazothuma sebakhulile baphile ngalo.
No, kubulela thina tati yavakala.
Ngathandaza
tu. Yes, please go ahead. Please go ahead, tata.
Nkulunkulu baba, Nkulunkulu mdala wezinsuku, mdala wezulu nomhlaba. Baba ngicela ngikhulekela iwisdom yakho kuwo bonke abomama. Abangama single parents. Baba badingi lutho, abadingi indoda, abadingi imali, badinga wena baba njengoba ushilo Jehova. John 15 verse 5 ukuthi wena our source uwe isource yabo Jehova konke bakudingayo kukuwe simalane akukho kwabanye akukho komaluma akukho kubafundisi kukuwe Jehova badinga izwi lakho mdala wezinto. Baba ngibonga ubuhlakanipho subaphe bona Jehova, ngibonga ubuhlakaniphi bakho moya ingcwele kaThixo njengoba ushilo ukuthi wena uhlezi ungaphakathi kithi nangaphakathi kubo ukhona moya ingcwele kaThixo. You are their comforter, you are their counselor, you are their helper, you are their guider, their teacher, their strengthener, their standby, their intercessor, their advocate. You are their standby, Jehovah. You gave them life in abundance. I thank you, my heavenly Father, for your wisdom that you have given to them. In Jesus' name, Jehovah, nothing is impossible for them. They can do more than what you did, my Lord Jesus Christ. That is what you said in your way. I thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Siyabulela kakhulu Tata Nkosi. 27 minutes after 6. We're definitely crossing over now, my family, to our conversation. No, Tata Swana. I have a very funny feeling that this conversation that's coming up right now, this teaching rather, is going to tie in so much, you know, with the contributions Gadadu Lot Notadu Nkosi this morning. Siyabulela bodadabetu, maskesimveke uthixo uba uthini na. Here's great worship music, Getsemane, sasaqhuba no Mpumi Mtsweni.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger.
Welcome to 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.